yesterday, the education ministry ministers in this congregation had an amazing annual training to before we open up the sanctuary in a church for the young people of God in these places. And through that training, I learned amazing things. And we had 33 adults showed up, and there is another session we'll be offering for those people who miss, and young and old. And please be part of that if you have missed, and if you wanted to be part of the education ministry for the young people in this congregation. Yet at the meetings, and I learned so many things, so practical. I thought I took so many notes, and I would like to utilize it, all of it as much as I can. But I said, you know, I have a short-term memory. I was think of just only one thing about the lesson I learned from Stephanie Watson. Probably we can use it in here. It is about what time is it? What time is it? And she said, correct me if I did it wrong, okay? She said that whenever we gather up people and try to bring up the attention of the people, it goes like that. What time is it? And then you said, worst time. It's a little bit corny, but it is a little bit of a reinforcement of us to remember that we are here to gather to worship our awesome God. You are not here in the sanctuary to please anyone else, but please our awesome God. Worship means we are here to please God. So I'm still learning, and so please learn with me. And then let's start the clapping first. God. What time is it? Worship time. That's right. It's probably every week that we're going to practice on that, and we can reinforce. After we're checking in with God, we are keep telling, we are reinforcing that we are here to worship God. Regardless of what Sonny said, regardless of how awful, good, or whatever, we are here to worship God and please God. If nobody is pleasing God, I will do it. That is a commitment you and I are making in here. Simply every Sunday, worship team presented it a one theme for the coming week. Make sure you and I will be practicing one of the behavior, one of the lifestyle we need to imitate of God. Today's passage, chapter 5, Ephesians, verse 1 said, imitated of God, imitating God, not imitating other people. But we are imitating God through the lessons that we are learning from Christian brothers and sisters while we are praying Word of God right in front of us. That is one of the reasons why we are keep reading the Bible again and again and again. And keep telling ourselves, we need to read the Bible. We need to worship our God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And based on this belief, and we are practicing Christianity together to equip us, equip each other. Last Sunday, so we, according to the scripture reading, we learned you and I are to convert in our mindset. Soon you and I become a followers of Jesus Christ, so-called, adopted by God to be the sons and daughters of God. That identity is given, and yet we need to work on how to live up to this identity. You and I are being chosen by God to become sons and daughters of God. When you give birth to a child, this child's identity is given already in your family as a son or a daughter or a granddaughter or a grandson. But in order for them to live up to that identity, we as a whole family equipping and nurturing. When I first become ordained minister about it 15, 20 years ago, oh my goodness, time fast. And 15, 10 years ago, soon I become an ordained minister, new baby pastor. I didn't know how to be a pastor. People call me Pastor Sunny, Reverend Sunny, and I couldn't even respond to that name because I didn't know that that's my name. Because I was not used to be called by people pastor. Because pastor is my brother. Pastor is another person in the church. I never thought of that. But through the ordination, I become a pastor. By the title was given, Sonny, you are the pastor. I didn't know how to function as a pastor. Through the seminary training, I learned how to teach, how to preach the Bible. But learning how to be a pastor was not happening at the seminary, but at the ministry in here, in the church, in the community. They helped me, the people of God in the church, they helped me to be the effective minister, effective pastor, by affirming that, yes, you are pastor. Yes, you are not perfect. I know that people know that I was puking all of the places and they had a hard time to clean it up, all my mistakes, all the craziness I was doing. And yet, we trust each other, cover up the mistakes together, and they help me to be who I am. And because of this, still, the churches I was pastoring at in California, they claim that I am one of them still. I do get an email, I do get a call, I do get letters from them to, how are you? You are our pastor. That relationship continues. Our church, I'm the number 7 pastor. We have so many pastors in here. All those pastors, because of them, you are who you are. And also, those pastors become a pastor because of who you are. It is a mutual relationship in here. Transforming and converting happen in the group in an organic way. You are the contributor to me for me to be the effective minister. I am willing to be a contributor in your faith wall to grow into the next level of the person you needed to be, you wanted to be. I would like to help. I know that you would like to help me too. That called the community. That called the faith community, preserving harmony by trusting each other. Changing the mindset gave us the different worldview. We do see people different. We see the world differently. We do interpret what's going on in our lives differently. Today, Paul is emphasizing not just mindset and worldview, but lifestyle. Transformation of your speech, use of the word in writing and talking. Transformation of your workplace, the work, how you do, how other people do. You can be the transformer there. Our mission statement is to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. We are not just sitting in the pew and learn and trying to be transformer in here. No. We are influencing the community. We are influencing other people. Outer transformation is needed. Paul is talking about today's passage by imitating God. Transformation of the word. Before you say or say anything, think through this word of what we're going to be saying. It will be edifying other people and building other people, pursuing the mission and vision we do have to create a welcoming home, nurturing home, and celebrating home. Or are we saying the things to look down other people, put down other people? Today, I would like to encourage you to say 2 good things about person who is sitting next to you. Think of it, and some people will have a hard time, I know. But think of 2 good things about person next to you. And say it right now. I will give you probably 1 minute. Go for it. Tear up. daughter. Good to see you here. Thank you for coming. Transformation is happening here. Some people start to draw the big line of smile on the face. We start to talk about good things about people. Oftentimes, in the 21st century, in a critical situation, we competing each other. We try to say the negative things or the wrong things or what weakness. We are so prone to name the problem and solve the problem. How many of you do not have any problem in your life? Raise your hand. Oh my God, there is one person. Miracles did happen. Just one? Oh, just one problem? Not many. Okay. One problem is a problem too. You know what? Everyone carries some burdens and problems. Your family from a distance looks so perfect. But it's a while if we start to get to know each other, learn what's going on in each individual's life and the family, we learn they carry heavy burden in their hearts. If we do know what's going on in the person's life, we would not say the things what we would say, to be honest with you. Since many of us are so ignorant about each other, not knowing all the problems that people are carrying, instead of pointing out the sharpest stuff, pointing out something good about each person, probably that moment might be the moment this person sees the hope in their lives. You can change the world of this person by saying the good things about this person. That is called transformation of the speech and word. The word has a power. If you have nothing good to say about anything, then zip your mouth. Bite your tongue. You are going to be regret if you say something about it that you do not know that much about other person. The word has a power to kill. Word has a power to restore the life in the person's life. So watch out what you are saying. God created God's image in us, which means you and I have a power to give life to other people with the word. Count the blessings, count the good things about other people and on you too. Even though I said it several times, when you get up with the bushy hair in front of the mirror, tell yourself how beautiful I am. How beautiful I am. Tell yourself you are wonderfully, beautifully created. Transformation of speech starts from that moment by empowering God's image in you. Regardless how you think of yourself or when you see you in front of the mirror, God is seeing you. That you are beautiful and wonderful and handsome people. We do have handsome people here. We do have a beautiful people in here. Turn around, say, you are beautiful. And turn around, say that you're handsome. We have so awesome, beautiful, handsome people in here. Transformation begins right that moment, right at this moment. We are beautiful. We would you like to be honest, I would like to invite more beautiful people in here to have a joy of salvation. People out there in the community, out there somewhere, they do not know how beautiful they are, how wonderful they are. They do not know the joy of salvation you and I are carrying. The mission of the church, again, is that means you need to go out, transform the world. By making disciple of Jesus Christ's ministry, you have a joy of salvation. Someone needed to experience this amazing joy. You and I are having it. Can you be silent about this joy, the good things we do have? Some people out there is crying without recognizing the amazing gift they have. Transformation can happen through you in this community, in this world, by saying the good thing, affirming good things God given to each one of us and to others too. That is the beginning of the outer transformation that Paul talks about in the Bible today. Do not do the lie. The lying thing is, it is important, I guess. You create your own image and create a new story without knowing what's going on exactly. It is another way to create a triangle stuff. Triangle, which means one person A and B has an issue. They never talk to each other. Somehow person A talked to C, person B talked to C, and the C got to do different stories, and the person A and B they do not talk to each other. It is a very disharmonized and dysfunctional relationship. Tell the truth means if you truly in love with God and with other people and trust God in the process, tell the truth in love to A to B instead of involving person C in your relationship. If you have a problem, if you feel like you are not having a good time with your hubby and wife, talk to each other instead of talking to your kid to talk to your hubby or wife. Do not utilize it as your kids in such a way. You are putting your children in a wrong setting. It is not effective to build a harmonious community in your family setting. Talk to each other, person to person. If you cannot resolve the issues, involve someone right there while you are talking so that this person can be a referee right there. Okay? Instead of in absence of the other party and you talk to each other, it is not very healthy. Trust God, trust each other. Especially in church, we are having an honoring system, which means we trust that you will do what you say you will do. I do not micromanage anyone in the church. If you say you will do, I trust that you will do. If you do not do, consequences is yours too. Whenever I release that responsibility, I'm releasing the authority too. I don't think that you need to be controlled by me or controlled by other people. But we controlled by God in love, we work together. I do hope to see the year of collaboration this coming year. Work together and build a team together. I need you and you need me, believe it or not. So we need to work together. Transformation starts from speech and the workplace and in our attitude. When you go to work, if you have a work behind the desk and you finish it, don't play computer game there. That means that you are lying. You are stealing. You need to keep up your integrity as a followers of Jesus Christ. If you finish your work, help other people in your workplace and say two good things about this person. Say two good things about your boss. Your relationship will be changing. Say two good things about your workplace and your company. The whole workplace will be transformed by this amazing good word you are sharing. Do not lie to anyone, but be faithful and be loyal to the identity you and I receive from God. And attitude. No word is needed. People know what you are thinking by seeing your postures in a face. So watch out what you are presenting. You are presenting good news of Jesus Christ. So have a right attitude. Have a right workplace with the right attitude, with the right word. We'll change and transform the outer life you and I will be carrying this coming week. So let us be transformer this coming week with the love of Christ, in Christ's name.